1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on The Phil Henry Show. Later on, Bob Bakian will join us, and we're going to be discussing air safety with a TSA expert who believes that people should be thrown completely out of an airplane if they are caught with a weapon. Now, this is Jeff, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead, because I had to cut you off. Jeff, just so people will know.
First of all, would you...
Hold on, I'm going to tell... Jeff came on to tell us about a tribe of people living on some remote island in the Indian Ocean who survived the tsunami. Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Yeah. Am I on right now?
Yes, you're on. Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry, is an archipelago. I don't know if you're familiar with archipelagos. Are you, Mr. Henry?
Yes, a chain of islands.
Yeah, it's in the Indian Ocean, and it's the Andaman and the Nicobar Islands. They got a population around 500,000 people, but there's about 30,000 tribals. Okay, Mr. Henry? 30,000 tribals. Now, these people, the high human toll of the tsunami was really spawned by this kind of big undersea quake. But there's a system... of tsunami prediction somehow that the people on these islands had developed.
Let me ask you something, man.
Yeah.
Are you okay? I mean,
yeah, why?
Because the had, you know, I'm worried about you.
No, I'm all right. I'm a little bit nervous.
All right.
I mean, geez, what's that about?
Just go ahead, man. I mean, that's about the third time you have a hard time getting your tenses right, okay? Have had. It's not have had. What is that? Like past pluperfect, whatever the hell that is.
Well, I'm not familiar. But anyway.
Right.
So they've got a system that these tribes, and they've got origins that reach into the Mesolithic. And this would be fascinating, the Upper Paleolithic era. Okay. Now,
hold on for a minute. Yeah, David.
What is this stoner doing on your... What are you doing? Who? Hold on. Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
You got some freaking guy that's been smoking his dinner telling you about what?
He's talking about a tribe of people that survived...
What's this got to do with anything relating to the audience, for God's sake? Do you realize we've got a girl that was found in a landfill? She'd been raped and she's alive? Why aren't you doing some comedy about that?
Comedy about that?
Oh, excuse me. You never do comedy about people that are abused sexually.
Look at David.
No. I want to hear this. Yeah, I want to finish about the Mesolithic period. Hold on, pal, okay? Who are you? I'm the vice president of syndication. Whatever that is. Yeah, well, it means I'm God and you're an ant. That's what it means. Now, nobody's God, man. You can't make that claim. Only God can be God. Will you shut this guy up? Put him on hold, bud.
All right, I'm putting him on hold.
Now, I told you... You know, everybody... I said to put him on hold, bud.
Where's the button?
Line 3.
And Jesus died for our sins and everything. Put him on hold, bud!
Bud, it's line 3.
I'm... How many is that?
What do you mean, how many is that? 1, 2, 3.
And... After the Roman soldier put the spear into Jesus, will you shut this stoner up before I come down there and kill somebody?
Okay, bud, line 3, do it. David's serious.
Yeah, I'm serious. And Jesus said to love your fellow man. And I'm out. You're out, all right. I'll knock you out. Is that my theme music?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Get into something that people want to talk about. Not this guy who has been smoking every tree in the forest just to be on your show.
David, I thought it was an interesting story.
What?
I said I thought it was an interesting story.
I can't hear you. Turn the music down. Now, I was going to...
Well, wait a minute. I want to...
Turn the music back up. When he's talking, I want the music up, bud, and when I'm talking, down.
You got it.
Now, Phil, what were you saying? I can't hear him.
Will you guys get out of here with this music and you?
Touchy.
You're just joking around.
I got better things to do than play games with you clowns. What happened to that what happened to that guy?
He hung up. He got tired. He was insulted, and so he's going to call it FCC.
Yeah, that's about par for the freaking course. I don't even know what I'm talking about now. I don't know where I am.
We were talking about Paleolithic tribes.
Yeah, we were talking about that with that other caller until Darth Hall called in and said to cool it. Man, I can't wait for that movie to get off the front page so I don't have to have that. I don't have to play that Darth Hall anymore. Every time I hear that music, man, I start wanting to, you know, I get sick to my stomach. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
You do, huh?
Will you turn it off? So I was downstairs just a moment ago.
Smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, you know what? You don't have to let everybody know that. And I was talking to one of the engineers here, and they said, so how are your kids doing? It's always a very nice thing to do. Whenever you're talking to a person, ask them about their kids, because that tells them that you have an interest beyond your own selfish reasons for communicating with them. And your interest is beyond even that individual you're talking to. Your interest encompasses their whole world. People find that to be very endearing. It's like my old man said, never forget anybody's name and always ask about their family. And I've done that throughout my life, and it hasn't gotten me anywhere. Now, yeah, I guess it has. But so somebody said, how are the kids? I said, well, you know, and I started to talk about my eldest son's going to be in college. He's just finished his freshman year. And Alex is going into, he's going to be going to UC Davis next year. And Chris is going to be a junior. And I said, I can't believe it, man. I taught him how to tie his shoe. And now he's a junior in high school. And then Catherine, she'll be in eighth grade. She's 13. Now, there was a time when I could put all four of them, not all four at once, but each one individually on my shoulders, right? And we used to do this thing where, I don't know what the game was, but you know how kids are, they want to do the game. And this game was somewhere, it was called something like the deep end dive or something, but I'd have them on my shoulders and I'd jump into the pool. And they thought that for a kid, you know, when you're only that high, jumping into a pool on the shoulders of an adult, you might as well be on Colossus at Magic Mountain. It's just, it's like that drop, you know, that Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, just wah! I could put all of them on my shoulders. And I remember my second oldest son, before his voice changed, a little kid voice is a little tiny squeaky voice, right? Now, sometimes a little boy will scream. It's like a girl scream. You know, you can hear that? I'll never forget, I had one of the kids on my shoulders, one of the boys, and he was already just like exuberant with the excitement of knowing he's going to jump into the pool, right? So he screamed, and the scream was so high pitched, it was almost like a 10K tone, that it went into my brain in a way that I started to get dizzy. Has that ever happened to you? You know, it's like, wow. And I started getting, and I got this kid on my shoulders. So here, and he wasn't little even then. He was 9 years old, but he was still a substantial kid. So I'm already, and it's just this, and suddenly I'm so dizzy, I just fell into the pool with a kid. If I'd fallen the other way, well, I don't think I'd be married today. I wouldn't be in jail, I'd just be dead. She'd have killed me. So that was that year. Then the following summer, I said, let's do the deep end dive. They're like, yeah, let's do the deep end. Not knowing that a whole year has passed, right? And with a whole year, they've grown a little bit. A little bit, like a lot. So by the time I got one of the boys, the youngest guy was on my shoulders, and I began to get, like, muscle spasms, you know, until finally I thought I was going to have a cracked vertebrae. So like 2 summers, I was able to do that and forget it. Then, as kicks, now they're all grown up. One of them's in college. The other one's on his way to college. This is this past Easter, okay? Just for kicks, let's do an Easter egg hunt like we did with, you know, before. So Maria and I filled up the eggs with candy, but in every other egg I put like $2. Because you got to know, as a kid reaches a certain age, the candy thing isn't working all that much. But money, it'll work. It'll work real good. So I put some money in there, and I told the kids, now, spread around the house, is in some of the eggs, is just some money, right? So by God, I don't care if they're 19 and 17 and 15 now, they lined up the way they used to, and then they took off, and true to form, the eldest one stuck his leg out and tripped the youngest one, and she starts bawling, and he's like, ah! Laughing his rear end off, and my wife is going nuts. She's like, all right, everybody, cool it, stop, how dare you do that? And it looks like they're 10. And there's my eldest guy, he's 19, he's just, ah, oh, that was, ooh, I'm sorry. And my daughter's like, ah, which is her technique of drawing it out so that she can get her composure, right? In other words, she doesn't want to just jump right back in there. So she starts crying to make sure that everything is delayed about 20 minutes while she's being, quote, taken care of. All the while just calculating this thing until finally she decides, okay, I'm ready to go again. She'll stop crying and go back. I just flashed on all that downstairs.
Not my fault.
What?
Okay, are we all done with Old Home Week? Can we move on now with the show?
I was relating to the audience some stuff about my family. What could possibly be bad about that?
That's real interesting. By the way, Phil, I don't know how to say this, but the FCC is...
What have I done that the FCC is going to complain about?
What's with Flash? Why'd you say that?
What do you mean, Flash?
I just heard you say I flash, as in opening your zipper.
I didn't say anything about that, man. I said I flashed on a memory.
Who's she?
What do you mean, who's she?
You flashed some chick named Mary.
No, I didn't, man. Flash is a memory.
I don't want any discussion of you running around in alleys unzipping your fly.
You know, it's only you, man, that could take out of a conversation I was having with my audience about my kids that I'm unzipping my fly in an alley. Only you.
Phil, I'm a radio executive. What else do you think I'm going to think? I are Darth Hall. I'm Darth Hall.
I'm a radio executive. What else do you think I'm going to think? Well, that says it all.
Huh?
Yeah, I didn't think you'd get it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
One 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, it's time now for the amazing Bill, and why don't you bring him on in here, bud?
Hey, come on, Bill.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right. I don't know. This is anyway. It's exciting to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. You're a magician, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a magician. I've done lots of different things, you know.
Right. Don't you have a costume or something you wear? Is that it?
No, I just, it's like an overcoat, you know, I wear.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
Well, if you have a dollar bill, I can, you know, make it disappear and that kind of thing.
Would you hold on for just a minute?
What is that?
Just hold on. What is this, bud?
What?
What is this amazing bill? Is this guy looks like some kind of a homeless guy?
No, he does really good tricks.
Anyway, Bill, so you're going to do a trick. We're on the right area right now.
Oh, okay. Here, why don't you give me a dollar bill and I'm going to fold it up?
I don't have a dollar. I got a $50 bill. I just got this out of the bank.
All right, that'll do.
Okay, here.
Okay, now I'm going to fold this up. I'm out of here.
Get that guy! Get him! What are you playing that for?
That's the end of the bit.
Go get the guy just ran out with my 50.
He made it disappear.
He made it disappear. Okay, here's what I'm going to do, Dickman. If you don't get that $50 bill, you remember when I said I was going to defenestrate you?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
What is that, anyway?
I told you to look it up. I'm not going to tell you. Now here, bud, I'll just play this music. There. Go get my 50.
The guy made it disappear, didn't he?
Aren't you funny? He made my 50 disappear. You're right, bud. He ran out of the room with it. He stole it, you jackass. Go get it.
Mr. Hollis.
Go get it.
You butthole.
Oh, will you kill that music? The amazing Bill.
I didn't know you were going to do that.
Why are you still here, man?
What?
Why are you still in this room? Go get my $50 bill that guy just ran out of here with. The Daily Buzz, by the way, the TV show that we're going to be on tomorrow morning, is on in the following markets. You know, it's not on in every... It's all over the place, man. It's on in Santa Barbara, San Francisco, here on the West Coast, Honolulu, Indianapolis. Just go to their website, www.dailybuzz.tv. That's www.dailybuzz.tv, and it lists all the affiliates, and I'm going to be on their show tomorrow morning doing some, you know, just some stuff, just rapping about some things. The other thing that I heard was that Los Angeles Magazine, and I just wanted to keep you guys abreast, because somebody said to me once, you know, why don't you ever talk about some of the things that are happening with regard to the show and the things that people are saying? And I said, you know, it's just never really been my thing, but they said, well, you really should start because sometimes the show gets mentioned and we want you to make sure that you're aware that, well, I don't know, maybe there's an ever increasing family of people who know about the Phil Henry Show, but Los Angeles Magazine has got us mentioned in this issue this month as either being a funny show or maybe a show that is not even really funny, but thinks it is. No, it's a comedy issue, so I'm assuming there's something flattering that they said about us. So that's in L.A. Magazine this month. Pick it up at your local newsstand. It's only about $50 an issue. All right. Don't you love those big glossy magazines there at the big glossy magazines there at the checkout stand? And every last state and every last city's got one. Fargo. And it's like $8 million to produce. The first 103 pages, ads. Now, if it's a town like Fargo, it's beautiful Fargo Estates. You, too, can live like Donald Trump. Didn't think you could, did you? Thought you weren't even in that ball game, did you? Well, guess what? And it's nice and glossy, and it'll show a guy in a tuxedo in front of a fountain, and there's a Cadillac, and you'll say, where the hell in Fargo is there a cat standing in front of a fountain with a Cadillac, man? And you'll find out it's the one guy in Fargo that lives at a house with a fountain and a Cadillac. That's the guy. He's also a model. That's how he made all of his money. Where was it the other day, man? I saw this thing, I don't know, it was like... Arkansas. Not that Arkansas is unhip, but not. I shouldn't even really put Arkansas in. Arkansas is very hip now. I don't know whether you know this or not, but Arkansas is actually happening, so let's just take all the Arkansas gags out of all of the routines now. When you have a very, very quality band like Evanescence coming out of Little Rock, all Southern Goth, all Billy Bob Thornton of them, I figure there's got to be something going on. All right, now I'm looking up the word defenestration for Bud because he's so stupid. Defenestration. He's so stupid, he don't even know how to spell it. So there, Bud, I'm looking it up for you. Because this is what I'm going to do to you if you don't bring that 50 back.
Well, I couldn't catch the guy.
Well, after the show, man, when I get to my office, I want to see $50 sitting on my desk. And I don't mean your cousin either.
What?
The last time I said you owed me 50 bucks, you had your fat cousin sitting on my desk. That ain't what I call 50 bucks.
No, she do it for free.
I ain't looking for some fat lady for a free throw, man. I'm married. God. All right, you see that?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Defenestration. An act of throwing someone or something out of a window.
Right.
What's that got to do with me?
I said, Bud, that if you didn't get my $50 back, I was going to commit defenestration on you. What are you looking at me like that for?
I don't understand.
What does it say?
The act of throwing someone or something out of a window.
So what do you think I'm going to do, man?
What?
I'm going to throw you out of a window if you don't get my $50 back.
I don't get it.
Boy, you got to be some kind of a stupid guy, man. It says right there, an act of throwing somebody out of a window. I'm going to do that to you if you don't get my 50 back. I'm throwing you out of that window.
Don't even open.
Well, I'll open it with your head. Oh, my God. What?
Don't threaten the retard, okay? I'll give you the $50. I don't need you throwing him out of a fifth-story window. The guy works for free. What an idiot you are. You want me to start taking it out of your show budget?
Yeah, my show budget. That's a hot one.
Why don't you take a break? I'll lock out. This is David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication. Phil Hendry's going to throw butt out of a window. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show. All right, I'm done.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Programming trends on television for the 2005-2006 season, according to some observers, will include Lost knockoffs, is what they're saying here, E-Online News. Lost. In other words, programs where you're lost, as in you don't know what the plot is. No, programs where your insiders were predicting the networks would roll out a plethora of Desperate Housewives clones for next season, but it's actually ABC's other monster hit that inspired copycats, including NBC's Fathom. Now, the other hit that we're talking about, I take it, is Lost on ABC. So NBC's got a show called Fathom. It's about scientists investigating mysterious creatures who live in the sea. Warner Brothers Supernatural, Brothers Who Trap... I got to tell you something, and this... If this messes me up, it messes me up. But I can't not do my job. Because I'm, you know, the pilot that we shot for NBC, Fillmore Middle, the word is that it's still being talked about as maybe a mid-season pickup. So it's not completely dead. And I would be on that show. But even though I'm on a show that might be on NBC, I have to tell you, I've never seen a network. And you guys are hearing these stories about NBC being number four. Dude, 3 years ago, I could see it. When I was shooting a pilot for him two, three years ago, I knew these guys didn't have a prayer. I've never seen anybody more clueless in my life than a whole group of people over there. My God. And when I told you the story, but they showed me the pilots that they were going to put on. Here's the things that we think are really going to go. This is the texture. This is the texture? What? The texture of grainy dog crap? Like the texture of a dog that's been eating rocks? Texture? It's like runny diarrhea. What texture is that? You're just showing me these pilots. I have never seen a group of... And I'll tell you what's going on over there. Here's what's going on. GE owns NBC, big company. I think, personally, what they're doing is... I don't know what they're doing. All right, now moving along.
Thank you.
You're welcome. They have another show called WB's Supernatural, Brothers Who Travel Around Investigating Unexplained Phenomenon. Hey, great. Brothers Who Travel Around Investigating Unexplained Phenomenon. That sounds like a gig for my guys. Why don't you guys be brothers that travel around? Well, how do we get paid? I don't know. Maybe people hire you. That's it. That's it. It'll be two brothers, and they have an office on Miami Beach. And people come to them and ask them about weird stuff that's going on in their condo. Like, I don't know, ectoplasm coming out of the sink faucet, or an old lady ghost sitting at the edge of the bed. You know, the devil having sex with your daughter, something like that. Two brothers traveling around investigating CBS's Threshold, a team of Navy investigators assembled to investigate an alien spacecraft found in the Atlantic Ocean. Is that like one, that's the show? What, for like 9 years? What if it's on for 9 years? They'll never figure out what this craft is? What is it? We're in the ninth season. Are we going to explain it? It's a craft. We got that the first season. What is it? Are they going to get sucked into it? Maybe it'll take off. And ABC's Invasion. Aliens trigger natural disasters while plotting to take over the planet. I'm going to ask you guys a question. Now, you just heard what I just laid on you. Is there a big interest in aliens these days? Do you think there is? See, I got the whole alien thing in the 80s, man, when V was on. You remember when V and all the alien movies and outer space sort of had regenerated? You know, there was an interest. And maybe even through the 90s. But why are they doing this? Now, remember X-Files? Huge. X-Files was huge during the 90s. But we're sort of in a whole other place now, aren't we? The real dark reality thing. Desperate Housewives. Hello, it's a woman who committed suicide narrating. If that isn't some dark, scary reality, brother, and you want to give me Martians? It's time now for a Phil Hendry prediction. I think, I don't know. Now moving on, CSI knockoffs. If primetime characters aren't investigating otherworldly types, next season they're investigating crimes. A slew of new crime investigation series includes Fox's Bones, about a forensic anthropologist novelist. Are you kidding? Let me just read that again. What is this, Murder, She Wrote? Fox's Bone. You remember when Fox was like a revolutionary network? Do you remember that? You remember when they did stuff that just shook up the establishment? Remember when they signed the NFL? Remember when they got the NFL away from CBS? CBS had had the National Football League since the 50s, and Fox came in and stripped CBS of their entire sports department, basically. Just stripped them out. Remember when they had Married with Children? And they put on The Simpsons. Despite all of the contemporary thinking aside, they put on The Simpsons. And they did great stuff. What happened to them? I'll tell you what happened to them. They hired somebody, and then she went over to Paramount Movies. She's making movies now. So they hired someone who didn't do anything, and now she's going to go over to Paramount and not do anything. Now we have another one here called... So that's Fox's Bones, forensic anthropologist novelist. Let's see, we got, who was the guy that was on? We got Quincy meets Murder, She Wrote. That's what we got. The Gate, about detectives in San Francisco's deviant crime unit. Well, that's a great one. If you cats are willing to deal with some deviant crime unit, in other words, some dude that's cannibalizing young kids, you're going to be doing that? CBS's Criminal Minds, about an elite squad of FBI profilers assigned to especially twisted crimes. They always got to come up with some phony baloney crime squad, like the ones we got ain't good enough. Well, you know the CIA? Yeah, well, this is a secret upper echelon of the CIA called the CICU, see? It's just wild. What do you cats do? Well, we just go everywhere, see? We can fly. It's a secret unit. I got it. Let me just pitch this idea, okay, JB?
Go ahead. I got 5 minutes before lunch.
All right. It's a secret unit of FBI. They fly. They're homosexuals. No, no, hold on.
I don't like that.
No, wait a minute. Homosexuals that fly, that's it. They're invisible.
All right. You got invisible fags that are FBI agents, right?
Yes. And they're vampires, so they only work at night. Now, we can do this whole thing. It's an hour-long drama, but kind of a dramedy. It's got funny moments.
All right, you got flying fags that are also invisible, and they are vampires, and you say it's a drama? This is only a comedy. Get out of here. You're fired.
Thank you. It's been great working for you. All right, now, but here's one that Harry and I said was pretty cool. Do you remember the show? You're too young, huh, Mark? Night Stalker, ABC's Night Stalker. It's a remake of the, now I was just saying, are people into ghosts, but the Night Stalker was the original X-Files. And this was on in the 70s with Darren McGavin. It was a newspaper crime reporter who investigated stories with supernatural twists. The first one I saw, the pilot, was about a vampire. And it was very cool, really cool show. And X-Files is really just a lift of the Night Stalker, only instead of a crime reporter, it was, you know, whatever the hell they were supposed to be, FBI agents, is that it? One of the executives said, I'm surprised to see this glut of investigative dramas out there. You've got Navy SEAL shows and Pentagon shows and crime investigation shows and FBI shows. I think the season for that is the success of off-network shows to cable like CSI and Law and Order. Or it's the reason for that. There's a significant revenue stream there with those shows coming out and then switching over to cable, which is a new avenue of profit. Yeah, but didn't that CSI San Francisco go in the tank? I don't freaking know, man. I don't watch TV. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Always a pleasure to have Dr. Jim Sadler on the program. Dr. Sadler, welcome to the show. And we wanted to ask you a question. There are bears. Now, your area of expertise is, I know, veterinary medicine.
Primarily veterinary medicine, Phil, but I've done the animal training as well.
You've done animal training?
Yes. I worked very briefly in a circus as an animal trainer. And that was, it was a long time ago, but I left as a result of injury. And
Were you injured training?
I worked with the big cats. I worked with tigers and I worked with Siberian tigers. And also I did a little bit of work with panda bears.
What was it? Could you mind me asking what the injury was?
Well, do I mind you asking what the injury was? I'll tell you, you can probably hear I have a little bit of a speech impediment.
That was the injury?
Yes, it was.
What?
Well, I don't know. How much of this do you want me to talk about?
Go ahead.
I tried to French kiss a panda.
Was this part of your animal act?
It was something I was thinking about, yeah.
You tried to French kiss a panda?
Right.
And what? So he bit your tongue off?
Yeah. Bit part of the tongue off. So can I move on now, or do you want to get all the filthy details of that?
No, sir. I've no desire to humiliate you.
Well, it seems like you're lingering over it.
No, I don't have any desire, sir.
All right. So can I move on?
Go ahead. All right, so anyway, there's been a phenomenon, Dr. Sadler, of bears, brown bears, coming out of their natural habitat and going into suburban swimming pools in this past very warm season that we've been having for the most part around the country. There's some pockets of areas of the country that have been cool. What is that about?
The bears are basically going into private pools, Phil, because the public pool is closed. Baba Booey.
What was that about?
I don't know.
Get him back on the phone, because I'm going to...
Right.
1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So the bears are not in the private pools because the public pool is... Dr. Sadler, so I didn't appreciate that at all.
Well, you know, I don't appreciate being asked about French kissing a panda, so...
Well, what, was that revenge?
Well, it's not revenge, but how do you like it?
How do I like what? I didn't mean, sir, to... I asked you what you had done.
I told you I was an animal trainer, and you said, well, can you tell me how it happened? So I just, you know, I don't want to go there. And you trying to pull this information out of me.
I had you on this show because apparently you understand why it is that bears, these beautiful brown bears that we have in our forests, are coming out of the forests and going into swimming pools.
Well, why do you think? They're thirsty and they're hot. Good Christ.
And I don't appreciate your language.
Well, but when they told me you were I was going to be on the radio, I said, for what? They said, why are brown bears going swimming? I said, because, you know, they're hot. I said, who's the guy that wants to know? He said, the Phil Hendry Show. So I said, well, let me work up some material.
And what do you mean work up some material? Are you a veterinarian?
Yes, sir.
Well, what do you mean work up material?
Well, it doesn't seem like a very good question to ask. Why are bears going into pools?
Well, what is the is there no water?
Let me think. Yeah, there's no water.
I told you, Dr. Sadler.
What do you mean you told him, Dr. Sadler?
Your intern said that you were rather short-tempered.
I told you.
Wait a second. Who are you working for?
You.
Then don't talk about him to me. Don't talk about me to him.
You can tell he's confused, too.
Look. What I'm saying is...
Whoa, hold on for a minute. I don't want either one of you guys telling me how it is on my show. I'm telling you how it is, all right? You're telling me a bear comes out of the woods, so it goes into a pool because it's hot and it's thirsty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't interviewing you, bud.
Also, Mr. Henry, if you have any questions concerning this area, bears do crap in the woods.
Okay, smartass. Goodbye.
Well, wait a minute. I haven't even said Baba.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On June 11th, we will be in Tucson at the Desert Diamond Casino. And the event is being hosted by Jolt in Tucson. The Jolt in Tucson is our affiliate. And we'll be at the Desert Diamond Casino. Now, you can get tickets to see, and I'm just going to be there. I'll be meeting people and signing some autographs and hanging with you guys and, you know, whatever you need, whatever you want. Up to a point, I'm willing to give it to you. Beyond that, I can't promise anything. Beyond, decent behavior, there may be something that I'm willing to do of an extra-legal fashion. It's going to entail, you know, payment on your part. But nonetheless, I'll be there, and I'll be happy to see you, cats. But here's the thing. I need to let you know this. First of all, I want you to call the station if you want to get details about how to get tickets. Call the Jolt in Tucson. The other thing is, on the website for the Jolt, when you have this little section there, you guys, it's called, like, events. You might want to put our appearance in there. It's got a lot of stuff in there about Fred Imus and Nicole. That's great, and I love those guys. But you might just want to maybe drop a little mention in there about us. Then the other thing that, and I don't want to tell them their business, but the Desert Diamond Casino, maybe you guys want to put something on your website. In other words, well, actually, you're doing a great job. There's just a couple of numbnuts that call us and go, how do I get tickets to the event? Why don't you call the station? Oh, all right. Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway, that'll be a lot of fun, and it'll be on June 11th. I'm very much looking forward to that. Here's more email. This one from Shane. It says, Phil, love your show. How you doing? I just want to let you know that I really like your show, and I've been listening to you since 2004 until they took you off the air. I'm in Lakewood, Washington, and you used to be on The Buzz in Seattle, and now they have some Mickey Mouse crap on. To the point, do you think you'll be back on the radio in Seattle? If you think you will, could you let me know? Thanks, Phil. You're the man. Foobar. Now, we're off in Seattle because they are terribly humor impaired in Seattle. I'm very serious. I'm not saying that because frankly, I'm not on a lot of towns, but in Seattle, they really do have a problem finding anything remotely funny. Wouldn't you, living there? So I have decided, and I'm sorry to say this, I don't want to be on anywhere near Seattle. And I've let my representatives and priests know that.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.